According to a report by research firm Nikko Partners, at the end of 2012, the number of mobile gamers outnumbered that of PC gamers in China, reaching 192 million users. Market revenue stood at around $600 million in 2011. The Nikko Partners report predicts that will run into billions of dollars over the next few years. And experts do not see a point of saturation anytime soon, as the smartphone has only grabbed 50% of the mobile phone market share so far. Udo One is a games company based in Beijing that works with Western developers to bring their titles to the Chinese market. The company's chief executive officer, Henry Fong, says staff are working at full throttle.
I think there's been so much coverage and the growth in the market, both in terms of unit shipments as well as the revenue growth, has been so significant.
In Western markets, developers only have to deal with Apple's App Store for iOS and Google Play and Amazon for Android. But in China, there are over 500 different App stores, over a dozen different payment methods, and hundreds of different potential channels in the market. The main reason for this is the rapid growth of mobile handsets. Leading companies like GameLoft, headquartered in Paris, are rapidly expanding their operations on Chinese soil and increasing revenues. GameLoft arrived in Beijing in 2003, and after some turbulence during the first few years, it is now settled in and is chasing opportunities. It already has three studios in China and has recently signed an agreement with Tencent, one of China's biggest web companies, to distribute a version of the game Ice Age Village 3 on the Tencent Mobile QQ game platform with 350 million users and counting. Eric Tan is the company's manager in China.
Compared to the other entertainment industries, the mobile gaming industry is growing at an exponential rate. You know, right now, you know, both online gaming and mobile gaming, we've seen cases where the revenues is greater than other media such as movies, TVs, and music.
China is not only breeding users, but game engineers as well, who are catching up with the level of Western artists and producing global hits. The Chinese mobile game market is a goldmine that has yet to mature. As the market consolidates, it will get easier for game studios to be able to integrate into local app stores and payment methods, while mobile gamers are expected to get used to paying for content. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.